Exercises 7 and 8. A survey conducted in the mid-1970s revealed that 85% of respondents ranked themselves in the top 50th percentile for the ability to get along well with others, and 70% did so for leadership ability. In fact, for get along well with others, a quarter of the individuals thought they should be positioned in the top 1st percentile. Another survey showed that 93% of the people surveyed believed they were in the top 50th percent for driving ability. This, of course, is impossible. Most people cannot be better than most people. The data depicts a mathematical flaw. Someone has to be in the bottom half of the curve. We cannot all be in the positive tail of the distribution. We can, however, all believe that we are at high end on the most positive attributes, and indeed, we do. This belief is known as the superiority bias. We are quite confident that we are more interesting, attractive, friendly, and successful than the average person. We may not admit it openly when questioned, but we have a strong sense that this is correct. If truth be told, some of us are more creative, honest, and funny than the average person, but about half of us are not. The thing is, we are blind to our own illusions. However, while we do not recognize our own biases, we can often detect biases in others.